streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest, Atlanta actor Clay Chappelle, is no newcomer to the big screen. As a working actor, he has landed some prime bit parts in several major films. He played a councilman along Dennis Quaid in the remake of Footloose and did a scene with Robert Duvall in the Billy Bob Thornton directed Jane Mansfield's Car. But his brief appearance in the cinematic drama Thelma, a historical piece distributed by Paramount Pictures, has been heralded as a showstopper, which may just define his career. In Selma, Chappelle plays a Southern registrar opposite for Winfrey as Annie Lee Cooper, a black woman seeking to vote in 1965, when racial discrimination made voting very difficult. The scene is only a minute in length, and it sets the tone for the entire film and is Oprah's only speaking role in the movie. According to film critic Derek Bang, the scene with Oprah is a landmark cinematic moment, a scene destined to be memorialized and oft resurrected for decades to come. Chappelle's performance has been highlighted on talk shows across the country, including Ellen, The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, Barbara Walters, The Today Show, and we're going to have him on tonight right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back Boyd and Lucinda Radio Show. But before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank everybody who's done tuned in tonight to listen to this great interview from a great young man. And without further ado, we're going to bring him on, and he's going to formally introduce himself.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you.
Blessing to have you, you know. So you can go ahead and formally introduce yourself and let the people know a few words, and then we'll get into asking you a few questions, Mr. Bell.
Sounds good. Well, my name's Clay Chappelle, as you mentioned. I'm an actor. I live in Georgia. I actually live outside of Atlanta in Athens, Georgia. And I also teach golf to young kids. And, you know, I'm delighted to be on the show and talking about a great movie like Selma.
Thank you so much again. So I want to get right to it. Me and my wife went to see the show. Phenomenal role that you played. You know, I was really intrigued when I seen that. And I was like, man, my man really into that character, you know. And it's great when you do them kind of shows and you be in character like that. Because it just made me on the, you know, tip of my seat when I watched it. So it was a great movie. And how did you get involved with that movie, and what brought that to your attention with that script?
Well, you know, being here near Atlanta, that, which is where they shot the movie, in Atlanta, and so I got called in by the casting director. I originally read for one of the Klansmen in the film. And the casting director, Cynthia Stilwell, while I was in the office that day, she suggested that I try the registrar role. So I took it outside, you know, studied it a little bit, and then came back in. She and I, you know, went over the role, talked about it, you know, talked about this type of character, and she asked me to come back and do it for Ava DuVernay, the director, the next day. And so... And she also informed me that it was with a big star, Oprah Winfrey. And so, so yeah, I came back the next day and did it for Ava. Well, actually, I read the Klansman first, and we kind of threw in that, hey, Clay's prepared to do the registrar as well. And so Ava kind of sat up in her chair, okay. And I did the scene with her, and I could tell she really liked it. And she and I talked about it a bit. She gave me some direction, did it again. And I actually, I went home, felt good about it. And I got called to come back, I guess, a week later. And I live a couple of hours away from where the casting office is. And they gave me like a couple of hours window. And it was just a day I just could not get over there to see them that day. And I actually thought I'd heard the end of it. But luckily, another week later, my agent, Joy Purvis, called me and said they want you to come over to a table read. That's something they do before they start filming. They pretty much got the cast set, and everybody comes and sits around the big table and reads the script. And so, but normally you've been booked on the job before you go to a table read. And I had not yet, but I went anyway to the table read, and I actually read a couple of other characters. I guess that maybe they haven't cast yet. But anyway, after the table read, Ava comes over and says, "Great job reading those parts. And by the way, would you like to be in the movie?" And I was like, "Yes." So after that table read, you could just tell what an amazing project it was going to be. You know, hearing David Oyelowo thunder out those speeches, and just everybody getting into character and all. And Oprah wasn't there at the table read. And she was the only one that wasn't there. Everyone else who had been cast was there. And, you know, I just knew then I was a part of something special.
My man, you know, because like I said, I really, really enjoyed the whole movie. And how was it when you start actually shooting the movie, Clay, and getting into character like that? How was it when you was definitely on the set doing your thing?
I went over a couple of days before the day I shot the scene with Oprah, and I'd gotten a call from the I think it was the second AD and said, you know, Oprah would like to meet you before you do your scene on Wednesday, I think it was. And so I went over, drove over one day, and they were about to have some lunch and stuff on set, and Oprah wasn't working that day, but she was there. So I met her. We had lunch, you know, with the cast during their break, and Oprah told some stories, and it was really nice, kind of a way to break the ice before the day we shot our scene. So I went back a couple of days later to do the work, and I really didn't have any conversation with Oprah the whole day, partly because she was filming some other scenes that, you know, that if you've seen the movie, that, you know, there were pretty tough scenes for her to shoot. And so she was shooting those that morning, and Maya Angelou had died the day before. So it was a pretty tough time for her. You could tell. So anyway, we shot our scene, ended up getting started late in the afternoon and shot well on towards midnight. So, but yeah, to get in, you know, as far as getting into the character and all, I talked with the casting director for over an hour one day, just about, you know, I'm growing up in a small town and just knowing who these people are and what they were like. And just, you know, there was a job to be done and somebody had to do it. And I'm thankful that Ava chose me, and I appreciate your comments. I think I'm thankful it came across on the screen. It didn't hurt to you know, have a good acting partner like Miss Oprah Winfrey. She's pretty good in that scene.
Oh yeah, because I was really, you know, on the edge of my seat when I seen the whole movie, and I was like, wow, you know, this is what I like when people bring that character of whatever the scene is to get the viewers involved, and that's when you know you got a great movie.
Yeah, I went to a screening in Macon, Georgia, a few weeks ago, and this lady, and we did a little Q&A afterwards, and she did not like me. She said she said, I wanted to come through that screen after you, you know. And I'm like, hey, I'm really a nice guy.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Clay? I'm cool. I'm just an actor, you know. This is not me doing this.
Well,
I'm just acting the part, lady.
Yeah, I tell you. And it's, Oprah, you know, as she's done the talk show circuit, she showed the scene with she and I on every one of them. I'm telling you, Ellen, you know, Jimmy Fallon, Today Show. Well, she was showing it on Kelly and Michael. And after the scene, Kelly's like, I really fear for that other actor. And Michael, he says, oh, I'm going to be looking for him on the street. And
Oprah,
he's really a nice guy. You know, they were kind of kidding, but you know, it's not a nice person that I had to play. So,
right,
well, playing
exactly.
this role, and it's, you know, so racially motivated, I guess. Have you had anybody really come up to you and say really mean things or negative things? Or I know the movie's just barely out in the theaters, so a lot of people probably still haven't even seen it, but. Have you had any problems with that?
No, I haven't actually. I have not. I've experienced nothing but, you know, people like yourselves. You know, they get it that it's just a movie and that, you know.
Right.
But I was thankful that Oprah put it out there that I really am a nice guy. So
definitely.
And do you have any other great projects coming up in the future?
Yes, I have a movie called Bessie with Queen Latifah. She plays. It's it's an HBO original movie. Comes out in the spring on HBO. She plays Bessie Smith, the 1920s and 30s blues singer, and I play the owner of the theater where she starts out her music career. And I can tell you, she is fantastic in this movie. I sat and watched them film for a day, and people are going to really take notice of her performance in this thing.
That sounds like a winner. So
I like Queen Latifah anyway, so it'll be good.
Yeah, she's great.
So what got you into acting, Clay?
You know, I've always loved, you know, movies, and I just love how movies can move you and, you know, make you, how you feel when you see a powerful movie or a powerful performance, and, you know, I love that effect they have on people, and I did a church play when I was probably 9, 10 years old, and, you know, I just kind of got bit by the bug and just wanted more of it, and I did a lot of plays in high school and college, and started, you know, chasing a film and television career after that.
Sounds great. Now, what advice would you give our young kids or anyone that's trying to seek that kind of career or just trying to be something in life, period, and sometimes they feel like it's too overwhelming? What advice would you give them?
You're talking about chasing a career as an actor?
Yes. What advice would you give them that's still out here struggling actors?
Yeah. Well, I think we're all struggling actors. Still, always, you know, I'm looking for that next job right now. You know, just got to keep it up, keep training, keep working hard at it. I have some young actors that live in the town that I'm from, and I love sitting down and talking to them you know, telling them what they should do and how they should go about doing it. You know, first of all, you got to have some headshots, and you got to find an agent. And how do you go about doing it? And how not to get taken by some of the scams out there. And but yeah, I've been at it for quite a while. And you know, you just keep going. If you love doing something, you'll keep after it. If you stay passionate, good things will happen. There's no question that'll happen, and be enthused about it. And there's something about enthusiasm that draws people to you. And you know, I love, you know, talking about it and talking about the business. And I would just say, just keep up that enthusiasm for what you're trying to do.
sounds like a winner. Well, we got a caller in. I'm going to see if the caller would like to ask you a question. We'll put the
sure.
call on the line. All right, hold tight. Caller with the last four digits, 8345, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna Buchanan.
Hey, what's up?
Hello,
Donna.
Donna.
Would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell him I really enjoyed your interview. It was very good. And what I really like is, you know, not only you're passionate about it, but, you know, you're also mentoring other young actors, you know, which could help them, guide them along the way. I really like that a lot, that, you know, you care about, you know, other people, too, to help them along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really get a kick out of doing that and talking to, you know, anybody, you know, that if I can help them out, and there's
okay.
you know, there's a lot of shortcuts you can take and as far as, you know, things to do and not do. But
a lot of young kids, you know, they get turned, you know, the wrong way sometimes too. So it's
yeah.
good that you got somebody out there helping them along, especially with your experience.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I look forward to your movie with Queen Latifah. I know that's going to be a good one as well, as Selma was.
Yeah, did you see Selma?
No, actually, I did not get a chance yet.
Go see it.
I am. I definitely plan on it. I've seen a lot of the previews, the trailers and everything. Yes, I definitely want to see it.
Yes, it's definitely a movie nobody don't want to miss, you know. So definitely get out there and go see that movie, Selma. And what else would you like to let the viewers know, Ms. Clay, if they would like to go to your website? Do you have an Instagram and all that good stuff for them to follow you?
Yeah. You know, I do Facebook. It's my name, Clay Chapel, Chappell. And then I also have Twitter, which is it's at Chapel Clay. So it's at, you know, my name backwards. At Chapel Clay is my Twitter account. So yeah, I love connecting with people. I love hearing from people that I don't know, and, you know, I love meeting new people, and, you know, I'm just thrilled and blessed with all the response the movie's getting, and I'm having a great time being able to come on and talk with people like you all, and so it's just really been a good time in my life.
Well, we thank you so much, and I'll pass the mic back to my missus to ask a question.
Well, I just, you know, our show, we talk a lot with people, obviously, about what they're doing now, but we also educate against an abuse. And I guess my question is, have you ever had a situation in your life where you were involved in anything like that? That you may have some advice for the younger generation?
You know, I don't have any, you know, I don't have any situation or past experiences with gangs, drugs, violence, or abuse. You know, I know it exists, and I'm thankful for people like you that are out there and spreading the conversation about it. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. So I would encourage you know, anybody that's listening, that's out there, that's struggling, or, you know, there's people out there that you can talk to, you know, don't wait. Go see them there and get some help.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of help, and there's a lot of people that never did go through anything like that. But we know that there are people like you that are there to be able to talk to, and you're there to help someone if they need it. So we appreciate that.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yes, and once again,
go ahead,
sweetie.
No, I was saying for you to go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was just telling Greg, once again, you know, we definitely appreciate you coming at the show, and it's an honor having you here, and we know you're a busy man. Any last words you would like to give out to your fans and your viewers?
No, I think I'm good. I appreciate everything, and appreciate the lady that called in a while ago, and you know, I just would encourage people to go see this movie. It's a great film. It's going to be around for a long time. I think it should be required viewing for all our middle schoolers and high mm-hmm. schoolers, everybody really. But
right.
Yes,
you know, it's an important part of history, and it's just a really other than the history and all side of it, it's just a really good film. And you know, Ava DuVernay did an amazing job with putting it together, and I think it tells a story, Dr. Martin Luther King, in kind of a different way, you know, from a different, not perspective so much, but you know, that we think of him as a holiday, or you know, just the man and the speeches. Well, you know, I think you
right.
would agree with me that this movie really shows the subtle moments and him, you know, humanizes him, you know, more so than anything we've ever seen. And I just can't stress enough how much I would like for, you know, everyone to get a chance to see this movie.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed. And I got to stress that too, for people to go see it, because the one thing I got to say, you know, and me and my wife speak on this, it's like, especially our younger generation need to go see this movie even more so, because it's a lot of our younger generation that don't know the whole history about, you know what I mean, Martin Luther King. You know, they thought it was all brothers and sisters in the march, you know, like I'm 51. So like I explained to a lot of young cats, no, man, you had all nationalities in that march, man. You ain't been doing your history, guy. So I'm glad this movie showed, you know what I mean, all nationalities in that Selma march, because it's been
absolutely
like that, you know? Yes,
right.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way it was, definitely.
They danced. You know, you get bits and pieces in, you know, in history classes, and you know, they you know, kind of teach to. They you just don't get all of it, and so I think this movie will end up being shown in lots of schools. And you know, you're talking about the march. I actually had the opportunity to go back to Selma with the cast 2 weeks ago, recreated the march across the bridge in Selma. And
I bet that felt amazing.
Yeah, I took my family, you know, my 9-year-old and 11-year-old daughter went, and I didn't actually film there, so that was my first time being there and seeing the bridge, and I got chills, you know, going over that thing for the first time. And had 100, I think they said there was 100,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
All walks of life, all, you know, all different ethnicities, and it was amazing.
Wow, that's deep, my brother. You know, so hey, I just want to say, hey, you did a marvelous job in that film, my brother.
Definitely.
And I just want to thank our girl for always blessing us with great, you know what I mean, people to come on our show. So much love to our home girl out there in California, that always be bringing me great interviews to the show. And thank you once again.
You're talking about Miss Makita Smith.
Oh, yes,
that's
indeed.
Right.
That's my girl.
That's right.
Yes, she always hook us up with great interviews. And this one right here on our show tonight is a very classic interview, I'm going to call it, because you
definitely
played in a historical and a classic film, and that's Selma,
mm-hmm.
in which that is a classic film. So we look at this as a very classic interview with a great young man who played a great part.
Definitely.
Well, I think it has been my pleasure, and I thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. You'll
and
have to let
you.
Us know when the new movie is going to come out, so we can get you guys back on and promote it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Definitely.
Let our girl know, and she'll email me.
Yeah.
I will do it. I will do it.
All right. We send love to your family, my friend. And
thank
you
so much for joining
evening.
Us tonight.
Hey, thank you, and you have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard it, we had a great, great person on the show tonight, Mr. Clay, that played in Selma. And once again, he played a great, great, you know, part in there. And now we're going to, you know, break off into a little music, and we're don't just going to chill, you know. So, Bill, we'll be right back.
Yeah. love, y'all. About to take it to the club on this one. Yeah. Put your glasses up. About to make a toast. A toast. That's right. To good life. Love danger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move. Rock with it, sing with it. It looks like a party to me. Couple shots of E&J, Bacardi, Hennessy, Tang and Grey Goose, gin and grapefruit. Don't throw up your cup, you're feeling this way too. High and fucked up, blazing a hazy, eyes are lazy. But still I feel like I'm a pimp or Jay-Z. Rushing my shoulders, I'm trying to get drunk, drunk, fuck being sober. I'm like, keep pouring till my cup runneth over. Make my bubbly cold, my Budweiser cold. I got plenty of gold, that like green doja. You're putting something on your mind like your girl supposed to. VIP status, I'm good as your soldier. I'm your favorite mic controller. Check 1, 2, 3, and 4 up. Now grab somebody and hit the floor with a love danger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move. Rock with it, lean with it. On the dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rock with it, lean with it. Put the hands high, let's ride to the limit. Come on. I feel good and I'm at my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack. Oh yes, I'm fresh. I'm fly indeed. I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. The CIB, queen of QC. At the top of my game, where you find me? On live TV, on my CD. On my label, cold as ICE. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim to D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's your toe tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the flip. Now, ladies, this. Why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock with a beam with it. On the dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey.
Rock with a beam with it. Put the hands high. Let's ride to the limit. Come on.
Homies love it. Ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with? With my crew, and yeah, we on that joint shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Yeah, off in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on that joint shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? We off in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on that joint shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with?
Club bangers. Oh, hey, baby, let's get it. Boy Records.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yeah, the Renaissance. We on a mission, baby. Da Vinci. Y'all know.
And I'm visioning.
What up, Needles?
Look,
remember Harlem went through the Renaissance? Well, body more switch ages. I'm the leader, so
all my G's in the streets, flame squad.
Look here, Blackie. This right here be a piece of my life. Everything that I write, if you a part of me, so please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself. Maybe this drink, maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up got me crying some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. Music like a block, work the rest for the pole. Like I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour.
Okay,
no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at.
Out of here.
Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back, but I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let a thought touch the jewels and it's on to
come
the
baby.
Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm be more set. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm living.
put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. My lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they tip the nose off the Sphinx? I'm just asking. These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. We're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Rest in peace. So I'm pacing. Grandi died an honorable mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPC, on a JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were on R&B songs. Mary Jane, for example, how can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beat and pampers, pieces, scrappers, and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic, walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place, be loving it. They want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal, so now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime. I put my life. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Coming up with new shit, lifting up my whole body, focused on the no smoke. These parties live like a stage show. Boiling like I'm Sean Penn. Cobra Commander telling the truth. It's time to fall in. Better yet, we all in. Rocking like the Hall of Fame. Claiming like it's first place. Baby, you can get it. Take my time. You ain't finna wait. Ride through these city streets. Summers with the top down. You can get it right now. I finish like a race car. Gotta let my flag wave. Then I move my pace car. You should've wore your face guard. My city like a face shark. Raised on the pitcher mound. Bet you get the picture now. Round here, shit drown. Get down and get clown. More than just peer pressure. Looking like the other side. Blow the thinking bus ride. The joke is on you. The streets raise another fool. Coming from the judge. Living on the strip. She can't judge shit.
Let's fall out of control and go where we need to go. only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do the best for things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Get to the finish line, go. But all out of control. I'm falling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Really believe no one would have me, yes. So put my poor heart on a shelf.
Oh,
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
For a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Have a drink, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager, just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she's feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating. It's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. Sipping the wine slow, I put on some Pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel, so I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now
that's love.
Girl,
walk stuck in memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love.
Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Each one, go tell your father. and it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I won't be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got him on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. We are coming, that is all. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitch. We ain't gonna be your punk. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. Little air, yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, we're down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing on ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast, and
welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. We had a great, great guest tonight. And if you have not been to our website or joined our calls to educate against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse, please go to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. If you have not got the Streets Don't Love You Back book, Never Hit a Woman book, Real Love 2 book, and Second Chance Runaway book, please go order that book once again off the streets and on yourback.com. It'll give you all the information. You'll see all the things we have going on to educate kids to a better life. And we just saying, hey, thank everyone for always supporting us around the world. On the lookout for the Streets and on Your Back Volume 2 mixtape dropping February the 14th. It's going down. And just get with us, you know. StreetsAndLoveYouBack.com. Me and my wife, Lucinda, send much love to everybody. Peace and love, and we out.